This is the Professional Hypnotherapist Podcast, a production of the European Association of Professional Hypnotherapists. That's EAPH.ie.
And a very warm welcome to you to session number 22 of the Professional Hypnotherapist Podcast. I wish to acknowledge at the outset the work and the help of Dr. Richard Nongard in the whole area of sleep and sleep disorders and the hypnotherapeutic interventions that help us gain a better sleep using hypnosis. Thank you, Dr. Richard Nongard. Hey, you. Yes, you. I'm talking to you. Bet you're surprised to hear that I'm talking to you. Because when I say the word you pay attention. Powerful, isn't it? We use the word you to capture your attention. On this session of the Professional Hypnotherapist Podcast, we have a change from the normal format, and the change is that it's only me today, and I'm your host, Aidan Noon. And today I want to talk to you about sleep. We all need sleep. Everybody has to sleep, whether we like it or not. We all need sleep. So we're going to talk about sleep today. So no matter where you are today, whether you're at home, maybe you're in the kitchen preparing dinner or lunch or breakfast or whatever, or perhaps you're driving, or maybe you're in your office or on a break, or maybe in work somewhere. So wherever you are, I would just say to you that this podcast is for you, especially for you, and more especially for you if you have difficulty sleeping. And not only difficulty sleeping, but also difficulty remaining asleep or waking up at night in the middle of the night and not being able to get back to sleep. I would say that this podcast is probably very valuable to you, but of course you can decide that in the end. And firstly, just let me mention to you the European Association of Professional Hypnotherapists. And that organization was founded in 1996. And it's the professional and ethical body for hypnotherapists. And all our members subscribe to a code of ethics and professional conduct. So they're there. We're here to protect the public. And all our members are abiding by that code of ethics so that you know that when you contact a hypnotherapist that's registered with the European Association of Professional Hypnotherapists, that you are in safe hands, in good hands. So that's what I would say to you, so that if you're having any issue or any concerns that you'd like to talk to about a hypnotherapist too, that you could look up the list on the EAPH website. That's eaph.ie. And pick your hypnotherapist there, and usually you will get a free consultation. So let's begin. And at the outset, I said to you that we're going to talk about sleep. And sleep in relation and connection with hypnosis and hypnotherapy, and indeed, how can hypnosis help us achieve a restful, a rejuvenating sleep? I would say, and I would conceptualize, that therapeutic hypnosis is probably one of the most flexible and effective interventions available to help you to get better sleep. And it's not just me who's saying that, because there are published peer-reviewed literature and a whole wide body of research that demonstrates the evidence to support my assertion, my opinion today. There are many effective interventions, techniques available that are easily implemented to help you to get that better sleep And all of our registered and ethical hypnotherapists can teach you these techniques to help you to get that better sleep. The following is a short list of sleep disorders on which hypnosis can have a positive beneficial effect, ultimately leading to a healthy lifestyle. And that's what it's all about. It's all about getting healthy rest so that you have and can live and have a healthy lifestyle. Hypnotic interventions can be as flexible as needed to meet you where you're at and to take you to where you want to go to in terms of getting a better night's rest, a better night's sleep. So let's mention a few of the problems or problem areas that people have, that you may have when you're trying to sleep. You may be restlessness and having difficulty falling asleep, insomnia for long periods of time, waking up and not being able to return to sleep. Now, that list is merely a summary and it's by no means exhaustive. You may be a shift worker. You may work in a hospital, medical staff. Maybe you're a student. You might be studying for your leave insert or for your A-levels, or you may be a mature student, because sleep is essential for what we call memory consolidation. In other words, that whatever you study during the day or whatever you're doing during the day, the brain, the mind needs a time when it can compartmentalize that, where it can store it and make sense of it. And if you're not getting a proper night's sleep, memory consolidation is seriously affected. Truck drivers, anyone who drives for a living, airline flight staff, since we're all going back now to flying after COVID restrictions, people with anxiety, people with hypertension, in other words, high blood pressure, people with work-related stress, people with difficulty disconnecting from the things that happen during the day. Maybe you have ruminating thoughts or other such interference. People with diagnosed insomnia or non-24 sleep difficulty, which is connected to the circadian rhythms, or narcoleptic people, or indeed anyone with a sleep issue. And I'm saying is that hypnosis and hypnotherapy can help you to achieve and get that restful sleep. And there are various techniques that will help you to do that. The overwhelming evidence is that hypnosis can help clients, can help you overcome insomnia, enjoy better rest, avoid waking up, or any other sleep-related problem. So the value of hypnosis and hypnotherapy is that you can make the change that you want, that you have come to therapy for, comfortably and easily. So that when you consult with a registered and ethical hypnotherapist, that the therapist will have a very detailed intake from you so that they can help you, whatever it is that you're presenting with, but specifically with regard to sleep, they will want to ask specific questions to help you achieve that level of sleep that is healthy and rejuvenating for you. And by asking those detailed questions, the hypnotherapist has the ability to structure a hypnosis session that truly meets your needs and your desires, and to alleviate that which brought you into the therapist's office in the first place. In other words, that you achieve your goals of gaining better sleep, better rest. Here is a list of the sleep disorders that hypnosis and hypnotherapy can help you with. Obstructive sleep apnea. Sleep apnea. Central sleep apnea, insomnia, hypersomnia, parasomnia, REM sleep behavior disorder, non-24 sleep disorder, shift work, narcolepsy. Recent research has shown that if you are getting less than 6 hours sleep, you have a very, very high chance of developing heart disease. So that sleep quality can affect the length of chronic diseases, as I say, heart disease, mental health, alcoholism. And as we may know, that 90% of depressed people have poor sleep quality. Poor sleep can contribute to a propensity to do suicide. Good sleep is essential, as we previously mentioned, to memory consolidation. Poor sleep contributes to hypertension, depression, seizure disorder, and indeed migraines. Now, the sleep drive is just like hunger, the hunger drive, except that unlike hunger, where you can consciously refuse to eat, in the case of sleep, your body can force you to sleep when it deems it necessary, so that many, many drivers out there are driving and they're tired. And when you drive and you're tired, you have a propensity to making decisions that are not good for you. In other words, you may have an accident. And in that case, your body can force you to sleep when it deems it necessary. And it may deem it necessary to sleep in a very dangerous situation because it's excessively deprived of sleep. So how can a hypnotherapist help a client who presents to them with sleep? Well, there are many interventions that can help you. And probably one is the five-step relaxation process, where you are trained in relaxation to help you to use visualization or muscle relaxation, or where you're trained in self-hypnosis, or where the hypnotherapist can give you direct suggestions whilst relaxed in hypnosis. And indeed, you can anchor sleep. In other words, anchor sleep so that as soon as your head hits the pillow or rests on the pillow, you can just drift off into a deep, relaxing sleep. That's one suggestion. Or we can use future pacing. Or we can rehearse sleep. All of these things can be achieved in hypnosis. There are a number of sleep mind traps that you need to be aware of. For example, sleep distractions. So that if you go to bed at night and you don't have a pee before you go to bed, well, it means that you have to get up during the night and have a pee. Or indeed, many, some people of a certain age have to get up and have a pee anyway. Or maybe it's time to learn that you can't drink so much, many liquids later on in the evening, which will prevent you from having that restful sleep. Ruminating thoughts. Daily regrets. FOMO, fear of missing out on something. Difficulty disconnecting with thoughts or with activities. Or just being feeling overwhelmed. Ultimately, the goal is to develop a healthy lifestyle where being able to sleep is a major contributory factor to that healthy lifestyle. Now, many of our hypnotherapists will teach you techniques, as I say, and train you in, for example, the Herbert Benson protocol or the Jacobson relaxation protocol. Maybe use creative visualization, autogenic training, mindfulness, direct suggestions, as we previously mentioned. Just to come back to the five-step protocol, the five-step relaxation process. Now, autogenic training, as published by Schultz in 1932, is essential. In this process, we can demonstrate a cause and effect relationship. So as you relax your eyes, for example, you can become aware of a sense of comfort developing within you. And you can even do this now if you're listening to this podcast in a safe environment. Just imagine, just close your eyes and relax your eyes and become aware of that sense of comfort developing within you. And another one is, as you focus on your breathing now, you can become aware of a calmness surrounding you. And self-hypnosis is a tremendously powerful technique that our hypnotherapists, that EAPH hypnotherapists can teach you. And this is a tremendous skill to have. For example, when you go to bed at night, imagine, feel the comfort as your head touches the pillow. And that can be a sign to your unconscious mind that sleep is imminent. And now you can anchor this and expand the feeling and the awareness so that it can encompass your entire body. You have made a choice, and that choice is to learn to get better rest and learning to use your body to its greatest potential by learning to sleep profoundly. And that's a direct quote from Dr. Richard Nongard. And like any other habit, maybe you have gotten into the bad habit of not being able to sleep or doing the things that prevent you from having that restful sleep. So that, for example, our hypnotherapist can help you and teach you self-hypnosis so that over the next 21 days, for example, you're going to rehearse and practice all of these techniques that you will be taught. Practice with the intention of learning the art of relaxation and the skill of relaxation, that any interruptions of the mind are just merely a passing thought and allow them to be so. And that's it for today's session of the Professional Hypnotherapist Podcast. I want to thank you sincerely for being here with me today, and please know that you can pop over to eaph.ie where you will find solutions for you right there from our many qualified and ethical hypnotherapists. That's eaph.ie. I've been your host, Aidan Noon. Until next time, thank you.